Bill, the evolution in your career, the sort of skill sets that you developed by evaluating talent at other lower levels and how that contributed, in other words, the mistakes as well as the successes in terms of evaluating talent earlier in your career and how you built on that to really a very effective system today.
Well, I scouted a guy named Nick Lowry, and I found out that I was right, and it gave me the confidence to do it the rest of the time.
Well, nobody else thought I was any good, I'll tell you that.
When I was with the Kansas City Chiefs. But I think part of it is that if you do it long enough and you dedicate yourself to it, you develop an ability to look at players and say, you know, this guy's a good player and this guy isn't, and this guy will succeed and this guy won't. And you're not going to be right anything more than about 55% of the time. The best of us, you know, are right about 55% of the time, and the worst are right about 45% of the time. That's about the spread. But I think the more you do it, and if you really have to like it, it's something that you really have to enjoy in order to be good at it. I think that's true of anything in life. But and you know, when you do it at the Canadian League level or the USFL level, or as I did when I broke in with the Chiefs, you know, in a minor pro capacity, you get an opportunity to see a wide range of players. Not just the real top ones. So, you know, you learn to see what it takes really to make it in the league for the average player. And that's the, not that you are average by any means, but that's what makes up the vast majority of the rosters. And you have to find those kinds of players.